Desmond Hume from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia at en.wikipedia.org. Desmond David Hume is a fictional character on the ABC television series Lost, portrayed by Henry Ian Cusack. Desmond's name is a tribute to David Hume, the famous empiricist, author and philosopher. Desmond was not a passenger of Flight 815. He had been stranded on the island 3 years prior to the crash as the result of a shipwreck. Desmond eventually leaves the island with the Oceanic Six and is reunited with his love, Penny Widmore, played by Sonia Walger. He is currently in hiding from her father, Charles Widmore, played by Alan Dale. The following is an info box which accompanies this article and gives a summary of the main information about Desmond Hume to supplement the arrangement of information in this article. Desmond Hume info box. An image accompanies this section of the article with the caption, Henry Ian Cusack as Desmond Hume. First appearance, man of science, man of faith. Centric episodes, live together, die alone. Flashes before your eyes, Catch 22, The Constant, Jughead. Information. Name, Desmond David Hume. Former residence, Glasgow, Scotland, UK. Portrayed by Henry Ian Cusack. Contents. Section 1. Arc. Section 1.1. Before shipwrecking. Section 1.2. Prior to the crash. Section 1.3. After the crash. Section 1.3.1. Season 2. Section 1.3.2. Season 3. Section 1.3.3. Season 4. Section 1.3.4. Season 5. Section 2. Development. Section 3. Reception. Section 1. Arc. Section 1.1. Before shipwrecking. Desmond is originally from Glasgow, Scotland, and is a huge fan of Celtic Football Club. After being engaged to a woman named Ruth, played by Joanna Boole, for 6 years, Desmond gets cold feet 1 week before the wedding. He passes out due to binge drinking and wakes up to find a monk named Brother Campbell, played by Andrew Connolly. Desmond decides to join the monastery, feeling a higher calling. Shortly after completing his vow of silence, he is assaulted by Ruth's brother. He meets with Ruth, who chastises him for breaking her heart. Guilt-ridden, he breaks into the monastery's wine cellar and starts to drink. As a result, Brother Campbell dismisses him from the order. Before he leaves, Brother Campbell asks him to perform a final service for the order, assisting Penny by loading a number of cases of wine into her car. The two feel an immediate attraction, and she asks for his help in unloading the wine in Carlisle. 2 years later, they move into an apartment together. Desmond visits Penny's father, Charles, to ask for his daughter's hand in marriage. While stating his appreciation for the bold gesture, Charles makes his disapproval of Desmond clear, saying he was not good enough for her. After being unable to pay for a photograph taken with Penny, Desmond believes he can't support himself nor Penny, and, thinking she deserves better, breaks up with her. In an attempt to prove himself to Charles, Desmond joins the Royal Scots Regiment of the British Army. After being imprisoned for an unknown crime, Desmond is dishonourably discharged from the army. Outside the prison, Desmond is greeted by Charles, who admits to confiscating all the letters Desmond wrote to Penny, and attempts to bribe him to leave her alone. Desmond travels to the United States, where he meets Libby, played by Cynthia Waitrose. She gives Desmond her boat when he reveals that in order to win his true love, he must win a boating race, funded by Charles Widmore. Before setting off, Desmond goes to train at a stadium in Los Angeles, where he is confronted by Penny, upset that he had not contacted her since getting out of prison. He asks her to wait for him for one more year when the race would be ended. He promptly leaves to run the stadium. While training in the stadium, he meets Jack Shepherd, played by Matthew Fox, for the first time. After he enters the race, his boat is caught in a ferocious storm, and he is eventually knocked unconscious. Section 1.2. Prior to the crash. Desmond washes ashore on the island without his boat. A man named Kelvin Joe Inman, played by Clancy Brown, emerges from the jungle in a hazmat suit and takes him back to the hatch. Desmond watches as Kelvin inputs the numbers into a computer, claiming it is saving the world. Kelvin later explains that it releases an electromagnetic charge to prevent there being a large build-up of electromagnetic energy. He tells Desmond to inoculate himself with an unnamed vaccine every 9 days, since he was out in the quarantined island and might be infected. 3 years pass, and Desmond desperately wants to go above ground, but Kelvin will not allow it, although he himself leaves for hours each day in his hazmat suit. Desmond catches Kelvin drunk one night in a secret crawl space below the floor, dangling a key above a failsafe mechanism. Kelvin explains that if the failsafe mechanism was activated, the hatch would be destroyed, destroying the electromagnetic anomaly with it. When Kelvin leaves one day, Desmond notices that Kelvin's hazmat suit has a tear on its leg. He follows Kelvin above ground, where he discovers Kelvin removing the suit and finding the air was safe to breathe. Desmond follows Kelvin to a cove, where he sees his sailboat in perfect shape. Kelvin had been leaving the hatch to fix the boat a little each day, planning to escape the island and leave Desmond behind. Kelvin startles Desmond, revealing he knew Desmond was following him, and then invites Desmond to escape with him. Desmond is too worried about the button to leave, to which Kelvin expresses his doubts about the validity of the button. Desmond becomes enraged that he may have spent 3 years of his life on the island unnecessarily, and attacks Kelvin. They struggled, and Desmond accidentally smashes Kelvin's head on a rock, killing him. Desmond takes the key for the failsafe mechanism from around Kelvin's neck and races back to the hatch, where the timer for the button has already reached zero and the computer is registering a system failure. A massive electromagnetic field builds up, attracting all metal objects to the sealed door around the hatch, including Oceanic Flight 815. Desmond manages to stop it by inputting the code, which safely disperses the electromagnetic field, but not in time to prevent the plane crash. Section 1.3. After the crash. Section 1.3.1. Season 2. For 41 days, Desmond lingers in the hatch. He gradually falls into a deep depression to the point of even contemplating his own suicide. As he opens up Our Mutual Friend, which he earlier stated would be the last book he would read before his death, he finds a note that Penny had hidden inside before he was sent to prison, telling him not to despair, as well as reminding him that she will always wait for him and that she loves him. Even more depressed now, he goes into a rage and makes a mess out of the hatch. As he collapses, Desmond then hears someone shouting from the top of the hatch. Unknown to Desmond, it is Locke, played by Terry O'Quinn, asking the hatch for help after Boone's fatal plane injury. While Desmond turns on a light to see who it is, Locke, thinking his prayers have been answered, quiets down. Desmond, similarly, considers the voice to be a sign that he is no longer alone, and regains hope. When Locke, Kate, played by Evangeline Lilly, and Jack enter the hatch, they accidentally damage the computer after a brief fight with a panicked Desmond. Convinced that the world is going to end, he tries to fix the computer, but is unable to. Desmond frantically flees the hatch. Jack catches up with him, and Desmond tells him the code, and explains that it must be entered every 108 minutes. Desmond makes his way back to his boat and attempts to sail to Fiji, however his plans go awry. A drunken Desmond returns in his boat, having been unable to navigate away from the island, making him compare it and its waters to a bloody snow globe. Later, he is confronted by Locke, who tells him of another Dharma station, the Peril Station, where he found an orientation film suggesting the button pushing was just an experiment. While Desmond wavers back and forth with his conviction on the button, he and Locke wait for the countdown to hit zero to see what will happen. As the countdown reaches zero, Locke shows the printout he obtained from the Peril. Desmond realizes that the date of the prior system failure was the same day as the plane crash, September 22, 2004. Desmond believes that his failure to push the button that day resulted in an electromagnetic field that pulled down Oceanic Flight 815. He is insistent that the button must be pressed, but Locke angrily reacts by destroying the computer. Desmond retrieves the key to the failsafe mechanism, wanting to save Locke because Locke saved him the night he shouted at the hatch door. As Desmond uses the key, a bright white light envelops his face. Section 1.3.2, Season 3. Upon turning the key, Desmond is sent back to 1996, where he relives the moments leading to his breakup with Penny. He remembers the island only after seeing Charlie, played by Dominic Monaghan, busking in the streets. He is told by a mysterious woman, Eloise Hawking, played by Fionnuala Flanagan, that it is his destiny to be on the island. He is later knocked unconscious and wakens back in the present, amidst the hatch scattered remains and completely naked. Hurley, played by Jorge Garcia, clothes him, and Desmond mentions a speech Locke has made, without realizing Locke doesn't make this speech until his and Hurley's return to the beach. Upon returning to the beach, he then asks Claire, played by Emily de Raven, to leave her shelter for the day. When she refuses, Desmond constructs a lightning rod, diverting the ensuing lightning to strike it instead of her shelter. After Mr. Echo, played by Adewale Akinnui Agbaje, is killed by the monster, Desmond attends his burial with Charlie and Hurley. He leaves suddenly to rescue a drowning Claire in the ocean, despite being in the jungle, too far away to be aware of Claire's predicament. In an attempt to question him about his clairvoyant gift, Charlie and Hurley get him drunk, but Desmond retaliates before being interrogated. He informs Charlie that he has been doing everything he can to prevent Charlie's death, but it is inevitable. Several days later, Desmond experiences another vision of Charlie's death and asks Charlie, Hurley and Jin, played by Daniel Dae Kim, to accompany him on a hike. That night, the four witness a passing helicopter and its pilot bailing out at the last minute. They trek inland, discovering various belongings of the pilot, including a photograph of Desmond and Penny, prompting him to believe that the pilot is Penny. Desmond prevents his vision from happening by rescuing Charlie from one of Rousseau's, played by Mira Furlon, traps. The four eventually find the parachutist suspended from a tree. Desmond cuts her down and removes her helmet. However, he is disappointed to find that it isn't Penny after all. It is a woman named Naomi, played by Marcia Thomason. She coughs out his name before passing out. When Mikhail, played by Andrew Devoff, arrives, Desmond bargains with him to help them save Naomi in exchange for letting him walk away free. Mikhail agrees and manages to tend to her. The four return her to the beach soon after. Desmond suggests informing someone about Naomi's arrival and approves of Charlie's decision to tell Saeed, played by Naveen Andrews, over Jack. He then tells Saeed about Naomi's mission to find him for Penny. The next day, as Jack and Juliet, played by Elizabeth Mitchell, lead the camp into the jungle, Desmond experiences another vision of Charlie's death. This time, Desmond must let it happen in order for Claire to be rescued. He tells Charlie, prompting him to agree to swim underwater to the looking glass station. Desmond accompanies him and follows the cable into the ocean. Desmond offers to take his place, speculating that he is supposed to be dying in Charlie's place, but is knocked out by Charlie. Desmond comes to, only for Mikhail to shoot at him. Desmond swims down to the station and hides in a locker. After Mikhail kills the two resident others, Desmond shoots him in the chest at close range, but is confused when he is unable to find his body minutes later. Charlie makes contact with Penny and informs Desmond, but before he can enter the room, Mikhail appears outside the window and sets off a grenade. Charlie realizes that he is meant to die and Desmond is not, so he locks himself in the room. Desmond watches helplessly as the room floods, causing Charlie to eventually drown. Moments before drowning, Charlie writes on his hand with a marker informing Desmond that the boat is not Penny's. Section 1.3.3, Season 4. Desmond makes his way back to the beach, where he warns the survivors that the people on Naomi's boat are not who they say they are. When Hurley asks about Charlie, Desmond remorsefully breaks the news to him about Charlie's death. Despite his clear mistrust in the people on the boat, Desmond chooses to remain with Jack instead of going to the barracks with Locke. After questioning Frank, Jeff Fahey, about Naomi's picture of Penny, Desmond departs from the island to go to the freighter with Saeed and a dead Naomi. As the helicopter that Desmond and Saeed are transported on flies through a storm, Desmond begins to have perceptions of another reality of himself as a private in the British Army's Royal Scots Regiment. He begins flashing back and forth between present day on the freighter and his life in 1996 before arriving on the island. Furthermore, the shifting causes Desmond to lose all memories of the island and Saeed, who is accompanying him on the helicopter. Saeed radios the island where one of the men from the freighter, Daniel Faraday, played by Jeremy Davies, explains that the shifting perceptions Desmond is experiencing are actually a form of time travel. He tells Desmond when he reverts to the memory of him in 1996, he must go to Oxford University and find the past Faraday, where Faraday was working on a time machine. Here, Faraday tells Desmond he must find a constant, something or someone that is the same in both 1996 and 2004, that he can use as a reference point. He uses Penny as this constant. Desmond realizes that in order to stop the time shifting, he must make contact with Penny on Christmas Eve 2004, the date he is on the freighter. In 1996, he manages to find an angry Penny who does not want to see him, pleads with her to give him her phone number and to not change it as he will phone her in 8 years' time where she must pick up. When he reverts to the present, he makes the call with the help of Saeed. She answers the phone and tearfully tells him that she has been searching for him and knows about the island, and that she loves him. On the island, Faraday looks through his journal and finds a page saying that if anything went wrong, Desmond would be his constant. With Desmond's situation resolved, he and Saeed meet Captain Galt, played by Grant Bowler, only moments after witnessing a female crew member, Regina, played by Zoe Ball, commit suicide by jumping off the side of the freighter with a chain wrapped around her body. The captain theorizes that his crew has been suffering from cabin fever due to the close proximity of the island and would turn the ship around if it weren't for a mysterious saboteur disabling the engines. Galt tells Desmond, much to his surprise, that Widmore owns the freighter and is trying to track down Benjamin Linus, played by Michael Emerson. When being escorted to their new room, Desmond and Saeed see Michael, played by Harold Perrineau, on the ship, working as a janitor and using the alias Kevin Johnson. Desmond and Saeed later confront Michael in the engine room, where he explains to them how he came to be on the freighter, revealing he is now working for Ben. Saeed blows his cover by taking him to Galt with Desmond, telling Galt that Michael is the saboteur. Not long after, Frank flies the helicopter back to the freighter with Jack, Kate, Hurley and Aaron on board. Sun, played by Yeonjun Kim, Saeed and Desmond are the only people from the freighter who manage to get on the helicopter before the freighter explodes. Desmond is finally rescued along with the Oceanic Six and Frank by the love of his life, Penny. Section 1.3.4, Season 5. When Benjamin Linus moves the island at the end of Season 4, the inhabitants of the island, excluding the others, begin randomly jumping back and forth through time. During a jump to the past, Daniel Faraday makes contact with Desmond while he is still living in the hatch. Faraday tells Desmond that he is special, and that if he should ever get off the island, he must contact Faraday's mother in Oxford, Miss Eloise Hawking, who coincidentally had told Desmond the island was his destiny upon time-travelling in Season 3. Sometime later, Penny gives birth to Desmond's son in the Philippines, the child being named Charlie. 2 years after leaving the island while living at sea with Penny and Charlie, Desmond awakens to the new memory of Daniel and immediately sets off to find Faraday's mother. At Oxford, he learns that it was Charles Widmore who funded Faraday's experiments, and upon visiting Widmore, is given an address in LA. He then goes to LA only to find Jack, Sun, and Ben heading off to the same address as his. They enter a church which Ben says that inside there's a woman who knows how to get back to the island. The woman happens to be Daniel Faraday's mother. Upon finding out that both Jack and Sun are planning to return to the island, and assuming that is what Faraday wanted him to do, Desmond storms out of the church, keeping a promise to Penny that he would not return there. Section 2. Development. Desmond is named after David Hume, a Scottish philosopher who discussed the ideas of free will and determinism. These ideas are reflected in Desmond's time travel, where he meets Ms. Hawking, an old lady who explains that the universe has a specific way in which things must take place. Anywhere that things go off course, the universe will correct itself. Cusack was originally hired for only 3 episodes in the beginning of Season 2, but he then returned in the finale and became a regular cast member from the 3rd season. Section 3. Reception. In 2006, Henry Ian Cusack was the only Lost actor to be nominated for an Emmy. He lost out in the award for Outstanding Guest Actor to Christian Clemenson from Boston Legal. Eric Goldman from IGN thought Desmond's flashbacks were some of the most interesting flashbacks of the 2nd season, finding Cusack's portrayal of Desmond as likeable and sympathetic. IGN's Chris Carabot complimented Cusack's performance in Flashes Before Your Eyes, particularly liking the chemistry between Cusack and Sonia Walger, as well as between Cusack and Alan Dale. Maureen Ryan of the Chicago Tribune thought Cusack's performance in the 4th season episode The Constant was especially spine-tingling. Gary Sussman from Entertainment Weekly described Desmond's storyline as the most emotionally satisfying character arc of Season 4, feeling he deserved another Emmy nomination. Critic Kelly Wu from TV Squad placed him on number 1 of her list of 7 new characters that worked. There are references available in the written form of this article. Please be sure to verify information found on Wikipedia using the references provided or cross-referencing the information yourself. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the GNU Free Documentation License, available at www.gnu.org/copyleft/fdl.html.